4 HKX Mobile.
Good morning, Patrick. N0GR.
How are you?
I just finished up some eggs and sausage and hash browns and a little coffee and a big glass of orange juice and brunch for the day. How's your day?
Been pretty good. I'm just now leaving the house. Got to run to town, run a few errands, and then come back and work on my side-by-side. I got to do a little work to it so I can get it ready for plowing snow this winter.
Work on what? I had a little noise in the background, Patrick.
My side-by-side.
Oh, okay. Bernice said refrigerator, is that right?
It's a little, like, dune buggy. I use it for plowing snow and riding in the woods in the four-wheeler.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I was just going by what she said in the background there. shoot. Well, that sounds good. You might need it. Oh, my, the temperatures are going to plummet this next weekend on Friday.
Time I look, they were calling for snow up here Thursday.
Well, and it says Friday it's going to drop to 14 in the morning and 48 in the afternoon. Saturday's 12 up to 32, and Sunday's 19 to 36. Monday's 20 to 40. So it's going to be mighty bitey. It's been 13 years since we've seen 12 degrees in a month. They put in a new PEX line on our water line, but they only require by code a foot deep down here. Up in Kansas, it was 3 foot, so I hope that sucker don't freeze.
Won't, unless it stays that way for a week or more. The frost line won't have time to get down that far.
Kansas, let me tell you, they're going to have 10 below zero that weekend and a high of 10 above where we used to live out there in southeast Kansas. Oh, my, that just gives me the goosebumps.
To see what the today, what they changed the weather to. I looked yesterday, but it changes every day. So I know it's supposed to be cold this next week, so it is what it is. And the water lines up here, I used to install them. They're 2 foot deep up here because the frost line is lower. So, and generally, like I say, you got to have below freezing temperatures for at least a week to get down to that frost line.
That makes sense, Patrick. Boy, we used to fight that all the time. We had a drain that would freeze and, oh, goodness, water lines that would freeze. You had to leave the water dripping up there in Kansas. And I did all the plumbing work. We didn't have PEX. It was copper tubing or galvanized. And to be quite honest with you, we didn't have the money to have a plumber come out and make that kitchen sink drain right. And if you didn't leave the water dripping in it, and even if you did, it would freeze up, and you'd have to go outside in the weather and try to get that unthawed. I don't mind leaving that up there.
After that, right out of high school, I worked for my uncle. He owns a plumbing company. I worked there for about 2 years, and doing a lot of plumbing repair and new construction, remodels, and, you know, that, just the whole gamut. I had my fair share of frozen water lines and kitchen sinks that won't drain. I do all my own now, but I don't volunteer to help anybody else with it. I've had enough.
If you ever need any help, I have a license for it. I'm a licensed skin diver for the Roto-Rooter.
I thought about going and getting my license, and I filled the apprenticeship and everything I needed to do. All I got to do is go take the test, and I just never did. I wish I would have, just so I'd have it now.
Well, that was That was just a joke. I don't think there's a license for a skin diver for the Roto-Rooter, but no, I don't have that one. I do have an HVAC license, but I don't, and it's a full universal technician license, not the old automotive ones and that. But I didn't use it too many years, and I dealt mainly with the 483 phase stuff. And not so much the gases, although I did have to some, but not a lot. And boy, the technology and stuff has changed in a lot of ways. A lot of ways, the refrigeration cycle's still the same, but there's a lot of new technical things out there now that I don't even attempt to do anymore. I'm just not able physically or mentally, for that matter, Patrick. I don't even try it.
Thanks for that. And I knew where you were going with the skin diver. I just blew on by that one. Yeah, I knew where you were going with it. And, yeah, I got the automotive part of it, or I did have. I've let it lapse, too. I'd have to go back and get it. But I don't know. Since I got out of working on cars, I just haven't kept up with the technology like I used to in it. I got burnt out on it and just needed to get away from it.
Yeah, I think everybody had that license for a while so you could buy the gas and that for the, I don't know what it was back, probably R12 or R22. R12 in the cars was prevalent. But the license I got, I had to go to, well, it takes 2 years of college usually, VOTEC, and I didn't do that. I took a year of it one time just so I could work on machine tools, chilled bearings and stuff when they got to where they were working in tenths of a thousandths. But I had to go to Kansas City and take 3 tests to get by it. And I got to tell you, they weren't exactly easy.
They weren't. It's not like where I was taking, well, for me, taking the ASC test or the plumbing test and stuff like that. It wasn't like taking my ham radio. You didn't get a pool of questions with the answers beforehand to study. You had to learn the stuff.
Sure. Yeah. But that's a good way, Patrick. That's for sure. Well, looking out the window, it looks like the fescue's doing good. I don't think the cold's going to bother it. But I got to go out and rake up just a few leaves that are left out in the ditch that come out of the whistle out there, as we call it. The kids, they had a big party for my son-in-law up in Michigan, and they was to be here yesterday at 5:30, and the granddaughter's in college, and she went back and she tested positive for COVID, so all 3 of them are grounded.
I got the last part of that. I went by the substation and it wiped you out. I got the daughter and grandson have COVID and it's not going to be able to come, I believe what you said. But I'd get to the edge of the repeater up here, so I'm going to say 7-3. You and Miss Bernice have a great day and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HX, and I'll be soon.
Yeah, you got most of it. We were supposed to pick them up last night at 5:30 and they had to cancel their flights, and I'll bet you they lost the money for their flights. But better they not get on a plane with COVID, so I'm proud of them for that. Anyways, we sure miss them. Yeah, you're getting a little pop in there, but great to talk to you, Patrick. You have a good day. KO4HKX in 0TR clear.